big welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on just a glorious Saturday afternoon here on the Colorado Front Range. Pre-spring, a preview of spring, you could say. Temps getting into the upper 60s today and tomorrow, and well, we've got the music to match it. Lots of new stuff coming your way, and plenty of other things as well. If you'd like to get in touch, you can do so via phone, 303-442-4242. You can reach me via email, feedback@terrasonic.net. This is Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU.
Tá manco, o que que ele calça? Tá manco, se toca viola. Essa história de que o homem veio do pó, pois mais cedo do que eu esperava ao pó eu retornei. Sabe esse fogo fato cabe o coração, fogo fato que incinera cada explosão. Sabe a oferta da canção que não se quer ouvir, fogo de uma ilusão que não deve prosseguir. Eu afinei minha guitarra pra poder tocar um punk rock pra você. Que foi pior. Você me desprezou. E o meu coração perdeu o punch então. E o que foi pior? Tornei pro pó. Eu afinei
my fucking guitar.
Minha guitarra pra poder tocar um punk rock pra você. Mas você não me ouviu. E o que foi pior?
What's it gonna do with you? Might lick up the guitar.
Minutes past the hour here at Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. Joel Davis here with you this and most every Saturday, coming your way noon to one on listener supported KGNU community radio for the Front Range and beyond. Thanks for joining me. Just a gorgeous, gorgeous day outside. Can't wait to get back out to it, but very happy to be with you for this one brief hour and bringing you this music. We began with Ilithio de Búzios, Taman Quiero, the Selvagem edit, and I forget where I got that from, but I heard it recently on another radio show and really dug it and wanted to share it with you. Then from Electrique Zamba, new music out of Brazil. Their album's called Simply Volume 1. We heard De Volta ao Pau. And then the latest from Chico Man and Captain Planet, teaming up for a record called Night Visions. We heard Oye Bien from that. And in the background right now from the Tumbao EP by Bosque of Whiskey Barons, this is a track called Esperanza. Want to let you know that this program is brought to you by Swallow Hill Music. It's presented by the KGNU Listener and Swallow Hill Music, presented in Tenorowin with special guest Dengue Fever at the Oriental Theater in Denver on April 8th. Tickets and information at swallowhillmusic.org. Looking very forward to that show. Dengue Fever and Tenorowin both put on great performances, and to have them on the same bill is going to be a real treat. Treat. If you'd like to get in touch, you can do so via phone, 303-442-4242. You can reach me via email anytime, feedback@terrasonic.net. We've got music from Bardugu 08 coming up next, or should I say Bardugu Wheat from Morocco, new music from them. We've got Daka Braka coming to town and to KGNU on this Wednesday afternoon. Sound Alternative, we'll tell you more about that. We'll hear more from Daka Braka coming up in the program, as well as a lot more. This is Terrasonic on Listener Powered KGNU.
subterránea.
Baby,
Thank you.
37 minutes past the hour here at Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music, way over halfway through this week's trip. Didn't really expect that set to go on that long, but hope you enjoyed it. We just heard new music from Sierra Leone's Janka Nabai and the Boo Boo Gang. Their new release coming out on Luwaka Bop is called Build Music, and that song called Santa Monica. Sounds like they had a little run-in with the authorities down there in Santa Monica. Before that, from Clap Clap, a new release called A Thousand Skies, we heard Orien Oriri. And from Ukraine's Daka Braka and their album Yehudki, we heard Afrika. And Daka Braka coming to the Newman Center this Thursday, March 9th. If you haven't seen Daka Braka, well, I imagine you would probably enjoy them. They're an incredible live band. I'm looking forward to seeing them and also looking very forward to having them right here in the KGNU Cabaret Studio this Wednesday afternoon, the first afternoon of our spring membership drive. And I'll be joining Dave Blackwood that afternoon to bring you music for International Women's Day and a live performance from Daka Braka. So be sure to tune in for that. That's noon to 3 this Wednesday on the Afternoon Sound Alternative. And of course, KGNU Spring Membership Drive coming up. And we were looking for you to show your support and help keep us on the air. Support for KGNU comes from the Boulder Marriott, offering room accommodations and Colorado dining in Canyon's Restaurant. Details at BoulderMarriottHotel.com. Right now in the background, from an artist named Ali Kuru, this is Zerna from the Mandari EP. Well, tonight is KGNU and Colorado Friends of Cajun and Zydeco's annual Mardi Gras dance party with Curly Taylor and Zydeco Trouble. It's an evening of revelry, music, dancing, and a costume contest. And Curly and the band, there's a dance lesson at 7. The band comes on at 8. Doors are at 6:30. It's all happening at the Avalon Ballroom in Boulder. And it'll be live at our annual Mardi Gras celebration. Tickets are available now. Just go to kgnu.org. You'll see it right there on the front page. And I hope to see you tonight at the annual Mardi Gras dance. Getting back to the music, we've got something new coming up from BBO Sound Machine and much more still to come on Terrasonic, on your community radio station, listener-powered KGNU.
Live.
Coming up on the top of the hour here, Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music, coming in for a landing. Just heard new music from Tunisia's Emel Matlouti. Her new release out on Partisan Records is called Ensen, and we heard the track Kadesh. Before that, we heard music of Lenko Deck. That's a collaboration between Lenka Lichtenberg and Echo Deck, remixing her music for this record called Open My Ears. It's coming out very soon. And we heard Arum Dem Fayer, the Alchemical Mix. Prior to that, a Bibio Sound Machine, London-born, with strong Nigerian roots. Their new album is called Uyayi. It's on the Merge label, and we heard One That Lights Up. And before that, from Cello Regional label, doing their business on Bandcamp, we heard Sonoro Machaca from the Senora Mamacha EP and a song called I Have a Trim. Right now in the background, from a Paris-based artist, Sahale, this is a song called Makaribi. Stick around, coming up, following headlines from the BBC at the top of the hour, it'll be Reggae Bloodlines. Crucial Donovan in the house with you today, bringing you music from the women of reggae. International Women's Day coming up this Wednesday, and the Donovan will be honoring that throughout the afternoon. Stick around for that. At 4 o'clock, we've got 2 hours of the best in African music on African Roots. And at 6 o'clock, a full hour of news from the World Service of the BBC. KGNU's Saturday evening music programming commences at 7 with Sound Lab. Keep it tuned to KGNU for all of your music and information needs. Find a podcast for today's show, a playlist. You can stream it, you can download it, all at afterfm.com/Terrasonic. AfterFM is KGNU's 24/7 streaming music channel with archive programs, in-studio interviews and performances, and other shows. It's all at afterfm.com. You'll find an archive for Terrasonic also at mixcloud.com/Terrasonic. And we invite you to join us on Twitter and Facebook at Terrasonic Radio. Reach us anytime via email, feedback@terrasonic.net. Reminding you to check out Daka Braka this Wednesday, kicking off KGNU's spring membership drive. We'll have him on the afternoon sound alternative between noon and 3. You're definitely not going to want to miss that. And that's about all I've got to say for right now, other than I wish you and yours a beautiful rest of your day and weekend. Thanks for keeping tuned to KGNU and Terrasonic. This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for reggae. We'll see you right back here next Saturday, noon to 1 on Terrasonic. Thanks for listening.
BBC News. Hello, I'm Jonathan Izard. A spokesman for Barack Obama has issued a strong denial of allegations by President Trump that the outgoing administration tapped phones at Trump Tower in New York during the election campaign. The spokesman, Kevin Lewis, said neither Mr. Obama nor any White House official had ever ordered surveillance on any US citizen, adding that any suggestion otherwise was simply false. In a series of tweets, Mr. Trump described the alleged wiretaps as terrible and called his predecessor a bad or sick guy. Our correspondent Laura Bicker reports from Washington.
There's a protocol between presidents, even across the political divide. A peaceful handover of power, even when the pair don't get along. In a tirade of tweets, Donald Trump has trashed this tradition. What a contrast to his tone during this week's address to Congress. It appears this was not the pivot to a different kind of president that many thought. President Trump is dogged by claims that Russia tried to help him win the US election and whether his campaign aides met with Kremlin officials.
Malaysia has decided to expel the North Korean ambassador. Kang Chol is expected to leave Malaysia within 48 hours. The Malaysian foreign minister said his country had demanded an apology following North Korea's criticism of the investigation of the death of the half-brother of the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un. The minister's statement said no apology was forthcoming, so the decision was made to expel the ambassador. The Prime Minister of Somalia, Hassan Ali Khair, says 110 people have died from hunger in the past 48 hours in a single region, amid a severe drought that's threatening the lives of millions of people across the country. Those who died were in the southwestern Bay region. Mr. Khair has said a substantial number of people had already been affected by the drought and things were getting worse.
I can confirm that Bay region in the south and other parts of Somalia are deteriorating rapidly, and my estimation is that half of the country's population has felt the impact of this drought.
The centre-right Republican Party in France has brought forward a meeting of its political committee amid a fierce internal debate over whether to continue backing its candidate for the presidency, François Fillon. The committee will now meet on Monday, 24 hours earlier than planned, to assess the situation. A scandal over payments that Mr. Fillon made to his family has prompted some senior Republicans to call on him to step aside. He denies wrongdoing and has urged his supporters not to give in.
This campaign is a strange battle. You're brave. They want to intimidate you. By attacking me, they're trying to destroy the national recovery and a desire for change which you all share. So I ask you, don't back down. Never give up. You must remain engaged. This whole movement you've begun mustn't stop. France needs you.
This is the World News from the BBC. The US-led coalition against the Islamic State group has increased its presence in and around the Syrian city of Manbij, which is facing attack by Turkish-backed rebels. A coalition spokesman said the aim was to deter hostile acts and keep the focus on defeating IS. The Polish government has confirmed it will not back the current president of the European Council, its compatriot Donald Tusk, for a second term. The country's foreign minister, Witold Waszczykowski, said a Polish member of the European Parliament would be put forward instead. The governing Law and Justice Party has long opposed Mr. Tusk, a member of a rival party who was formerly the country's prime minister. The candidate the Polish government now proposes, Jacek Saryusz-Wolski, was a member of Mr. Tusk's own party, but has now been expelled. Foreign Minister Waszczykowski said he would be a better choice than Mr. Tusk.
We do not support Donald Tusk because he was the leader of the opposition. He's not impartial. He was involved in political